This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took to Fox News to defend the decision to strike a deal with the Biden administration to raise the nation's debt limit to avert a global crisis. And as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, there are also some Republicans within his caucus already showing some support for it as well.
Is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
There will be Freedom Caucus people who vote for this package. So when you're saying that conservatives have concerns, it is really the most colorful conservatives. Overwhelmingly, Republicans in this conference are going to support the deal. How could they not? It is a fantastic deal.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats.
Supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory Sunday after he won a runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Even before the official confirmation of his victory, supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan quickly gathered outside his Istanbul home to celebrate. Turkey's electoral board later confirmed his victory, giving him more than 52% of the vote against challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan, speaking to his supporters on a campaign bus, thanked them for his success. He said, "I would like to thank all our citizens who showed their will for the future, both for themselves and their children." Still, Erdogan, speaking to supporters, said his victory was for everyone. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's capital is sleepless as a new Russian air campaign terrorizes citizens in Kyiv. A pharmacist says, what is there to say? Everyone's exhausted. Russian air attacks have escalated to near nightly raids over the last month. Many people are complaining about sleeplessness. The war-defying bustle of Kyiv's cafes, restaurants, and salons goes on despite the ongoing war. Japan said Monday it's preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced the planned launch of what it says was a satellite. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno. North Korea launching a ballistic missile purporting to be a satellite is a serious provocation to our country's security. Analysts say the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's effort to advance surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of conflict. North Korea has also undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. The deputy director at the South Korean Defense Acquisition Program Administration, Kim Hyung-chul, speaking.
Actually, the Korean government is very focused on the export of the Korean companies, such as K2 and K9, Chunmoo, etc.
South Korea's dramatic increase in global arms sales, jumping to more than $17 billion in 2022, compared to $7.25 billion the year before, according to its defense ministry, came as Western countries scrambled to arm Ukraine, and tensions rise in other hotspots such as North Korea, the Taiwan Strait, and the South China Sea. Authorities say that a suspect has been arrested in connection with the five separate shootings in the Phoenix, Arizona metro area that left four people dead and a woman wounded. Mesa police say 20-year-old Iron Byers was taken into custody Sunday on suspicion of four counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted first-degree murder. China's first domestically passenger jet has flown its maiden commercial flight as China looks to compete with industry giants such as Boeing and Airbus in the global aircraft market. The C-919 plane, built by the Commercial Aviation Corporation of China, carried about 130 passengers on the flight. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.